The preceding passages to this one have Jesus speaking about children. It is such as these children who will gain entrance into the kingdom of God. And now, here comes this man. Luke calls him a ruler. Matthew calls him young, but Mark just tells us a man with many possessions, comes to Jesus. How can I get eternal life? So he obviously wasn't attending church the past 2 weeks, right? But he comes to Jesus and he's looking for eternal life. He has that hunger. He wants what he knows Jesus can give. Good teacher, how can I get eternal life? And Jesus, of course, provocative as always. Have you followed the law? Have you followed the commandments? You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. I have done all these things since I was a boy, the man says. You lack one more thing. Go and get rid of all your stuff and come and follow me. Pat is already like, oh, hard. But people do it. People have done it. It can be done. But what the man is looking for when he comes to Jesus is for a transactional relationship. I want this eternal life that you offer. Tell me, you know, how much does it cost? What do I got to give you, Jesus, to get into the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus tells him, I don't want that. I want your life to be transformed. That's what Jesus is inviting him into. And then he starts talking about family and the impossibility of the rich getting into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, I think, is offering this man an opportunity to go out beyond the box that he has built with his wealth and possessions, to go out and see the world and see the blessings of relationship with other people in different situations than him. And in giving to them, strengthening that connection to them and changing his heart internally, entering into the kingdom of heaven. Earning sounds too transactional. It's a transformational experience that Jesus is inviting this man into. And to us, by getting past our eye of the needle sized exit from the boxes that we're in, we proceed out into a world where blessings flow largely through our connections with each other. It's the family of God. In the poem that I read earlier, Mary Oliver's Wild Geese, she speaks of this same thing, that harsh call of the wild geese. Harsh and exciting. That's what Jesus is saying to this young man. This harsh and exciting call into a new way of life that isn't based on what you have, but by what you share. There are lots of different structures that we build for ourselves. It's not just wealth, but that keep us separate from each other. Fear. Fear is a big one. Fear of not getting things the way you want them to be, right? So control. Fear of not being liked, or fear of being judged. Fear of entering into what one perceives as an unsafe relationship. The way to counteract that is to face those fears, to step into those relationships and learn from each other as family. God dwells in the spaces between us. I tell you that all the time. I say it all the time because I believe it. And yet, in the world, it's so easy to forget it. If I tell you something over and over again, I'm also telling it to myself. When you're out in the world, it's easy to forget or to be afraid of relationships with other people. A family is fearless in speaking to each other and telling each other the truth. We don't worry about whether I don't worry if my brother likes me. He's my brother. I love him, he loves me. He doesn't have to like me. But we can speak to each other on this deep personal level. We're building a family here in this community. There's no space for talking behind people's backs, for criticizing one to everyone else except the one. Do we know anybody like that? I had a very good example at another church that I was pastoring at, and I was leading the prayers, and you open up the floor, anybody have any prayers to share? And this person had expressed concerns. Their grandchild, transgendered, had announced to their Boy Scout troop that they were proclaiming that their pronouns were he and they. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? Right? Some people feel, know, deep down, that they are in the wrong body for their core self. So they want to express what they feel is truly themselves. This is an appropriate thing to talk about. Tomorrow is National Coming Out Day. LGBTQ people celebrate coming out. So anyway, this young man has made this statement to their Boy Scout troop, and there were some issues involved. The Boy Scouts have changed a lot. They've changed a lot. They went through a whole time when they were pretty homophobic. There were lots of issues involved. So the person who raised up this prayer didn't go into the detail of what was happening. They just mentioned their grandchild and the Boy Scouts, and I just blurted out, "Oh, the Boy Scouts." It was just a little instinct or a little reaction. And as we proceeded with prayers, I looked over and I could see that something was wrong over in the corner from this grandparent who had made this statement. So I addressed it. And I said, just a second ago, I made a flippant remark. It was just a thing that flew out regarding the Boy Scouts. I just want to confess that to you now and say that it's inappropriate. It's not for me to make comments about your prayers. Other than, God in your grace, hear our prayer, right? And I thought that was the end of it, right? I recognized what I did, I apologized, and I thought that's what beloved community is all about. I was pretty proud of myself, to tell you the truth. And then I went home, and there was an email. Reading me, well, I'm not going to say reading the riot act, but going through the whole thing, what you said was hurtful. And they felt that the apology wasn't sincere. Apology was in quotes. If you were referring to this about the Boy Scouts, this has been addressed here, 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 here. If you were referring to about this issue with the Boy Scouts, they have addressed it here, 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 and here. If you want to hear more, if you would like to learn more about the Boy Scouts, feel free to reach out to me. That was painful, but that's how I expect, how we should expect, beloved community, to be addressed when we hurt each other. I said, did something that this person felt hurt by, and they, instead of talking to their friends over here, did you hear what Pastor said during service? They came directly, via email, but addressed me directly with their concerns, and we were able to work that out. You tell me where you're coming from, I tell you where I'm coming from, and we meet halfway and we understand each other, and that's how beloved community is built. And then we have the blessing of being in a community where we can feel safe. The world sometimes is not safe, but it's safe here. That's the blessing of belonging to a church. Right, Sue? Yeah. So, beloveds, when you're out in the world, model the safety that you find in this space. If you do not feel safe in this space, speak directly to the person who is making you feel unsafe. And if that isn't working, I'm happy to mediate any conversation between you to help build this space as safe and beloved between us. Amen?